I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Nearly 500,000 people were affected by floods last year, with a repeat or worse season likely this year. And that's on top of a worsening cholera outbreak and an ongoing civil war. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nations tells us,
every 2 seconds, someone is newly displaced in the world because of war, violence, or persecution. Exhibit A is Sudan. They're saying it's the worst in the world.
Gospel workers are meeting needs on every front.
It's a physical crisis, but it's also a spiritual crisis, because Sudan is a country that well over 95% of the people are yet without a gospel witness.
Pray for protection as believers risk their lives to reach the lost.
They're being the hands and feet of Jesus, meeting physical needs, but they're also taking the solar-powered audio Bible, and they're multiplying themselves.
From flooding in Sudan, we turn to flooding in the U.S. Texas is reeling from historic flash floods that killed over 100 people. The latest figure includes 27 campers and counselors from Camp Mystic, an all-girls Christian summer camp. Flooding has affected several camps, but Camp Mystic suffered the most. Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder says,
I just cannot even begin to imagine what went through the minds of some of these camp directors. And of course, the camp director at Camp Mystic gave his life saving some of the kids. And so our hearts go out to them.
Keys for Kids offers follow-up material to Christian camps throughout the country. Pray for families who've lost loved ones in the flooding.
Pray for those dealing with the disaster itself. Those first responders have to be so tired. Pray for the children that maybe have survivor's guilt. Why did God spare me and not my friend?
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.